This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The United States Wednesday announced what officials say could be the final package of military aid to Ukraine unless Congress approves supplemental funding legislation that is stalled on Capitol Hill. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The weapons are worth up to $250 million and include an array of air defense munitions, other missiles, artillery, anti-armor systems, and other equipment. The aid is provided through the Presidential Drawdown Authority and will be pulled from Pentagon stocks. But the Pentagon says currently there's no more funding to replace the weapons taken from department stocks, which could affect American military readiness. President Joe Biden is urging Congress to pass a $110 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. It includes money to help replenish Pentagon stocks and $14 billion for U.S. border security. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mexico on Wednesday said it has struck important deals with the United States on curbing record-high migration after high-level talks in Mexico City. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken led a high-level delegation in closed-door talks with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. López Obrador posted on social media that the two sides had reached important agreements after the talks, but did not give out any details. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is seeking Mexico's help to reduce a record-high number of migrants wanting to enter the U.S. from Mexico, a key issue with U.S. voters ahead of Biden's re-election bid next year. The meeting took place as about 6,000 migrants and asylum seekers, including small children, continued their slow march north from southern Mexico in a caravan hoping to reach the U.S. border. More than 500,000 migrants, many fleeing crime, poverty, and regional conflicts, crossed the dangerous Darien Gap jungle connecting South America with Central America in 2023. This is VOA News. Those numbers would double the record number of migrants who attempted the journey in 2022. Meanwhile, the mayors of Chicago, New York City, and Denver have renewed pleas Wednesday for more federal help and coordination with the southeastern state of Texas over the growing number of asylum seekers arriving in their cities by bus and plane. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the federal government needs to help the city take care of the nearly 4,000 migrants that are being bused in weekly from Texas.
We have large groups of people who are not allowed to work, who are assembling around our shelters and our humanitarian relief centers. We're seeing them walking the street, knocking on doors, asking those who live in the community for different items and different things. We're seeing the erosion of the quality of life.
The mayor sharply criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott and his immigrant policy, saying buses arrive at all hours and outside designated drop-off zones with no details on who is aboard. The central U.S. state of Michigan is allowing former President Donald Trump to remain on the ballot for the 2024 presidential race. Here's AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Michigan Supreme Court says it will not hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling from groups seeking to keep Donald Trump from appearing on the state's primary election ballot. The court says it did consider an application by parties wanting to appeal a December 14th Michigan Appeals Court judgment, but it was not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by the court. This ruling contrasts with a December 19th decision by the Colorado Supreme Court, which found Trump ineligible to be president because of his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. I'm Mike Hempen.
Activists in Britain say a pillar of democracy is under threat due to new protest laws. AP correspondent Karen Chamas explains.
Environmental activists throughout Britain have been arrested under tough new laws that restrict the right to protest. Some examples include an engineer who was given a 3-year prison sentence for hanging a banner reading Just Stop Oil off a bridge, as well as scores of demonstrators who were arrested for walking slowly down the street. The Conservative government says the laws prevent extremist activists from hurting the economy and disrupting daily life. Critics say civil rights are being eroded without enough scrutiny from lawmakers or protection by the courts. Karen Chamas, London.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at VOAnews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And also download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.